It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, our very brave, intrepid, cold weather, wandering, roaming, roving reporter. Ruth, assuming you haven't frozen, what's going on out there?
No, I didn't freeze. I did not get to the jumps. They were canceled on Saturday, correct?
On Saturday, they were canceled, but they did jump on Sunday. I watched part of it on YouTube.
Right.
You know, it was jumps if you're into that.
Mm-hmm. I guess Friday night was packed.
Yeah, Friday night, they had a good time, what I understand. And Saturday, yeah. I think it was mostly because of the winds.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but I was glad not to have to cover it.
that's why I sat at home and watched it on YouTube. That's the first time actually I've attended the ski jumps in my whole lifetime.
No, I usually go. But I did go to Cornwall this week. They had a meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. They do this annually. It's the only town, I think, that does it, to go over their POCD, their Plan of Conservation and Development, and to see where they're at and how they've achieved some goals and haven't achieved others. Cornwall, they're in their fifth year of their 10-year plan. As you know, these plans are required by the state to do every 10 years for towns to see how they can improve. And there are grants tied to these plans. If you don't submit one, you're not eligible for certain state grants. So most of the towns here do it. Some pay for planners to do them. Some do it on their own. Some really get the towns involved. Others don't. But Cornwall is very active in this way. And so they had a meeting, and their four goals that they set up this year were for economic development, housing, natural resources, and youth, community, and cultural resources. And so they had four tables, and they all went in, to their tables and discussed the things that, as I say, they did achieve and things that they're hoping to get to. It's a little hard covering it, trying to go to the four tables, but I did manage to hear, housing, their goal of getting 25 affordable apartments in the next 10 years is not going to come to fruition, probably. That's a tall ask. Did change some of the regulations for businesses and lessened them in West Cornwall. Economic development, they'd like to see more connection between the businesses supporting each other. Natural resources, they're pleased that some local commissions like the Conservation Commission and Planning and Zoning are working closely together more. And then the youth culture one, they're hoping to, they'd like to see more people involved in the community, as would every town. I mean, I think these goals are pretty much can be put to any town in the region. So, yeah, it was interesting. And
so essentially, once a year, they're kind of going over what their progress is.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Which I'd like to see. Yeah, I've seen that in Salisbury, where they talk about this a lot, but they never really do an annual review. The plan kind of comes up, and then 10 years later, we're saying, oh, we need a new plan. And I think a lot of towns don't do what you're saying, but that's a valuable thing to do each year. Now, was the public invited to be involved, or just simply as observers?
I assume, I mean, it was an open meeting, but quite frankly, it was a freezing cold night.
No, I guess I'm more interested is if they were invited to participate.
Yeah. I'm sure they would be. I'm not sure who the people were at these tables. I know, some of them were instrumental in these programs, but there might have been people there just talking. So, yes, the public was certainly invited. Yeah. And they had enough food for that was tempting. Yes, they really set it up and were very gracious. Also, there was an attended another meeting in Kent this week. This was the Park and Recreation Commission, which normally doesn't get a lot of play, but there's been a lot of interest in certain issues. Among that was the announcement that the after-school program held at Kent Center School and run by the commission was going to end this June. Well, you can imagine the response to that. Now, there aren't that many families using it, maybe five or six families, but there are five or six or 10 kids coming every day whose parents need this program because they're working and it provides childcare for them. And so there was some real outcry when this came out, and there were some parents in the audience, and there were some, well, a lot of parents in the audience, and there was a letter submitted by 34 people objecting to this, saying, "We understand it may not be viable because it's a small group there and it costs money, but to stop it so quickly without giving them a chance to find other means," which was quite upsetting, and that came out. The commission in January had taken out the money of the budget, $9,700, that would have gone for salaries at the program, so in effect canceling it. So when they met this past week, they that was the major discussion, to put it back or not, to give them an opportunity to find something else. And after, well, probably 2 hours of discussion, they voted a slim margin to put the money back in, and they formed a subcommittee to look at what driving force could operate this program, not the park and rec, but as somebody said, at least it gives us a year to find something. And in that vein, they set up a subcommittee headed by commission member Claire Love, and she's going to work with other entities to see to come up with a reimagined after school program. This is vital for parents, I mean, who have depended on it. And it is expensive, but there are other there are other groups that have said they might help out, and so this was a rather important meeting in Kent.
So you said 9,700 was just salaries, right?
Just salaries.
Was there,
So
what was beyond that, if I may ask?
the total cost is 25,000. This is
Okay.
the Park and Rec Commission director said. So that wasn't touched. So I mean, it was only the salaries which would have, as I say, kill the program anyway, but there's still money in there. So, and they're going to, they'd already taken it out. They're going to ask the Board of Selectmen to, before the budget is finalized, to put that money back in and see where they go from here. You know, it's the only town. So, Matt Frazier, the commission director, the park and rec director, so it's the only town in the region and beyond, for the most part, where Park and Rec does this sort of program. But I don't know how they work the AHA program in Canaan, or is it extras or so extras in Salisbury?
Extras in Salisbury, and that's financed by outside donors and such. So,
Okay.
I'm not sure about AHA, but
Yeah. AHA, I think. Well, it's in the school, so at least they get the use of that.
yeah, and so does the
Extras, yeah.
Extras uses the school, and then there's been money that's been laid down by, I guess you can call, angel contributors and such, and they're
Okay,
pretty
so
much
there's
fighting.
no
I'm not.
town.
I think there may be a little town money involved, but I won't say that
Yeah.
for sure. But there again, in Salisbury, a lot of times there's so much money to go around that most of these
Yeah.
things, we're never
Yeah.
having this conversation. So.
Right. Well, it's an interesting conversation, and I guess they'll have to come up with maybe some form of, a hybrid form. But it's It's the many of the parents who were there said yes, enrollment is down, but they know of young families who have moved in who will be using that program. As I say, it's pretty vital, even if it's five kids, and
Pretty
so.
vital. It's completely vital, and it just does not seem like you'll forgive me, but it doesn't seem like a massive amount of money that can't be raised. I mean, maybe another, if you were looking at $250,000, yes, but $25,000, I think, should not stop people from being having access to food.
Well, what's odd to me is if you take out the salaries, what was going to happen to the rest of that money?
Is going to go towards other things.
Oh, okay.
There's talk of, well, there's a real push at the park and rec, which hasn't been in years. We are the only town that does not have a town pool. We have Emery Park that served that purpose for years, and the pool is deemed, it's a naturally fed stream pool. Was sort of closed down years ago. We've had nothing, and so there's been a big push, and the money, there's been money appropriated, and it was hopefully going to open this year. They had bids, and they were going to open the whole park, and that didn't happen. It's now pushed back a year, and so there's money coming, wanting to go elsewhere, and so this was. They also said staffing is an issue, but again, as one, as parents, we all know it's a real struggle if you're working and you need a place for your children to go after school.
Yeah,
Sorry. Yeah,
especially with
and
being in the school, they can just stay and you can pick them up at the end of the day or at the end of the
exactly,
time
and that.
period. If it's outside of the school, that becomes somewhat of an issue. But they're all, I think all of them are in the school, so
I
yeah.
think
Not all of
so.
them, but they are, but many of them. And
Many.
I do know this year, extemporaneously, that there were a couple, there were some staffing problems, but they were resolved.
I think in Sharon, the daycare is in the school, so maybe they go to the daycare afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
But,
in the lower level down there. Yeah, they have that.
yeah.
The point is that if they're not, many are proximate and it is necessary. And I think
Yeah,
that's
I
where
mean,
the whole conversation stops.
yeah, it's a, as somebody put it, it's a case of community, not just, and she said it's not, certainly not babysitting because they have programs, but it's it shows the community what the community is willing to spend its money on, quality of life type thing. Sweetly, we have the Chocolate Fest this Wednesday at Kent Center School. This has been going on for many, many years now and very popular. It comes around every Valentine's Day era, and it's put on by the Kent Center School Scholarship Fund. Charlotte Lindsay, who has since passed, but she brought it back, the idea from Maine where she had lived, and it's become, as I say, a real tradition. The school is open, the cafeteria is lined, just lined with all kinds of sweets. I mean, it's a diabetic.
Where do the sweets come from?
Donated, not just from local people, but all the businesses donate. And really, it's amazing. You walk in and the scent of chocolate is everywhere. It's beautifully set up, tables and tables and tables, and then a fountain and with chocolate fountain, and $5, and you fill a plate, and it raises money for the scholarship fund, which has been going on for like 60 years or so. They
Interesting.
raise huge amounts of money to send
Now,
kids.
I
I'm
like
actually shocked, like, that you've never been down to it.
I like chocolate. How big is the plate?
Oh, it's big. No, you can
For a
put
year,
quite a bit on.
I
don't know how you
can
fit this
I
one.
bring my own plate?
No, and you can't bring a Tupperware bucket either,
Oh, God, no party poopers.
Yeah, but it really is amazing. And as I say, they've raised, well, the scholarship committee is very active down here. They also have a raise money through bottle recycling bottles and cans and plastic, and have raised, I think it's close to $200,000. It's amazing.
I was just going to say that I think I've solved the after-school program issue.
This, yeah, scholarship. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's at Kent Center School at 3:30 on Wednesday.
Excellent.
And then on Sunday at 5:30, the Republican Town Committee here in Kent is holding its annual dinner at Bull's Bridge Inn, south of town.
Yeah,
And they're
that's
going
the
to have,
Lincoln dinner.
they're going to have all the many of the candidates that will be seen on the ballot in, well, either primaried or in the ballot in November, including the three gubernatorial candidates. So they will be meeting the folks who come. There's several people for the 5th district race, the treasurer's race. And so, as I say, that's Sunday, February 15th at 5:30 at Poles Bridge. Tickets are $75 person or 140 per couple. If you're interested, go to, I think it's Kent, Connecticut, RTC at Gmail. So the election season is revving up as we speak.
Statewide, all the bigger seats are up this year. Now, is Lamont running again?
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, he's running, and
Still kind of early.
and there could be more people jumping in,
Yeah,
but
we've got plenty of time between now and conventions and primaries and all of that. So I'm sure the fields are going to widen as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. And so
All right.
I think that's it.
That'll pretty much cover the gambit of everything out there. And I
Gambit or
suppose
gamut or whatever one you want.
gambit, I'm not sure. I'll say whatever I want
Gambit.
to say.
No, yeah, but
People.
you I can make an argument for gambit,
Okay. All
but
right.
it's gamut.
Okay.
But and the gamut has been covered,
All
and
right.
I
Now,
think that's my cue, right?
that is your cue. Unless Ruth has anything to add, your cue is to take us out of here.
You're nothing here for. Thank you very much, as always. This has been What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robinhood Radio's rambling, roving, intrepid, and apparently not frozen reporter on Robinhood Radio.